The next level, because lives are on the line.
All right, coming back at you. Good morning. Good Monday morning, October 13th going on. Sunshine in here. We're at 39 degrees. It is another Make-A-Wish Monday. I love these. And let me ask you this, because it starts with a question. Do you wish to make a difference beyond your lifetime? Well, there's a beautiful way you can get that done. Next week is National Estate Planning Awareness Week, and Billy Joe, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota, on the phone with me this morning to share some thoughts about this. Billy Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And today we are talking leaving a legacy. We're talking estate planning. Billy Joe, where does Make-A-Wish North Dakota fit into all of this for children with critical illnesses?
Sure. Well, estate planning, as you may know, it is important because it allows you to control what happens to your assets and to protect your loved ones and just make sure that you know and everyone knows what your wishes are. And it gives you peace of mind. Actually, my husband and I had done our will just because we wanted to make sure that if anything were to happen, if we were in an airplane or what have you, we had young children at the time when we created it, you know, who would actually take care of our kiddos in the case that we were incapacitated. And so I think it's very important with understanding how your wishes will be honored, minimizing conflict maybe in your family, and protecting all that you've built up, right? We work all our years, and we want to make sure that that money and those assets are protected for those we love. And then if there is a charitable component, Bill, that's where causes like Make-A-Wish, if we align with your values, we can come in because there are different types of giving options.
Well, explain some of those, Billy Joe. What types of giving options do you offer to donors? Are people listening to this going, what a great way to leave a legacy. What are the options for us?
Sure. And it's not hard. You can talk to your tax attorney or talk to, you know, an estate planner. It's just even to have a informational interview. But really, it's setting up a bequest. You could say, you know, for a simple phrase like, I give the sum of X dollar amount or a percentage of your estate to Make-A-Wish Foundation of North Dakota. North Dakota is pretty important because we are a federated model. So we have Make-A-Wish America and Make-A-Wish North Dakota. So if you want it to stay here in perpetuity, please make sure it says North Dakota to be used and disposed of at the board director's discretion. There's also stock donations, beneficiary designations. You could do IRA distributions, or donor advised funds are becoming a lot more popular, Bill, when people are able to direct their donor advice fund that they've already contributed to where they want to align their values.
So, Billy Joe, three important words for Make-A-Wish North Dakota: long-term sustainability. What is the importance of giving to Make-A-Wish North Dakota in sustaining your mission here?
Well, you know, Bill, we've talked about this before. I wish we didn't have to exist. And until there are cures for every condition that our wish kids face, we face with them along their journey, until that happens, we're going to be here and we want to be here because we do know that we give a lot of joy, a lot of hope, a lot of strength to kids in the darkest of their days. During their health journeys, it can be very isolating. It can be emotionally draining, and not just for the child. It can mean the family can be split up if someone's doctoring down in the cities and they're away from their community and their home. This gives everyone an opportunity to be back together, gives them memories to have forever. And so that's why it's important, because unfortunately, we need to be here. I hope that maybe 40 years from now, we won't be, and we'll be changing our mission. But right now, this is, and for the next, an unforeseeable future, this is the mission that we want to be able to sustain in creating life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses.
Well, and outside of leaving a beautiful legacy, Billy Joe, what are some of the other donor benefits of planned giving?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, there's some tax benefits. That's something that I don't have expertise in.
Me either.
I think one big I think benefits is, again, a peace of mind, and also it gives us joy to give. It makes us feel good. We have been the beneficiary of a couple of bequests. A couple of those individuals had never interacted with Make-A-Wish, and we can never ask them why. Why Make-A-Wish? Why would you want to leave a legacy for our children? We just have to guess, you know, that they see that we're doing good work in the community and they want to be a part of it forever and amen. But if you do make your estate and you want to let us know, we'd love to understand why. So we can also thank you and give you some information about the impact you're going to make right now.
Right. Folks, we are talking with Billy Joe Zielinski, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. And again, you can make wishes come true today and tomorrow. You can learn how, and you can learn more at wish.org/North Dakota. Again, that's wish.org/North Dakota. Billy Joe, always a pleasure to talk with you. You have a great rest of October, okay? We'll talk again in November.
Sounds great. Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Billy Joe Zielinski, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. It's another Make-A-Wish Monday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Trump administration won't move forward on financial assistance for producers struggling with high costs.